It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Brian Ricketts, former Galesburg Silver Streak. He's in the final year of his career at Western Illinois University as a Leatherneck starting offensive lineman. And they played up at Wisconsin last week. The big boys up at Camp Randall Stadium. They're going to play at Northwestern out of the fire into the frying pan, I guess. And joining us this morning, Ryan, good morning. How are you today? Oh, let me push that button. There we go. Ryan, how are you today? Thanks for joining us.
Yep, good. How are you doing today?
Very good. I know I was worried I'd gotten you up early, but you told me that you had an early position meeting for football this morning.
Yep, that's right. We do our position meetings before classes get started, so I was already up and woken up for the day.
Man, that's unfortunate. they should make those meetings at like 2 o'clock, shouldn't they?
that'd be nice.
I guess the coach wants to make sure you guys are getting in bed early enough and all that that you're ready to go for the day up and early at them, right?
Yep, you betcha.
Well, Ryan, let's talk a little bit about first off your experiences at Galesburg High School, and then heading to Western Illinois. Of course, you had a great career at the high school. You played football, you played a little basketball, track and field as well, and you probably kind of always knew that football was going to be your sport.
Yeah. You know, I think at the end of junior high, I kind of realized football would be my favorite, and at the same time, I enjoyed playing basketball and track. I miss those sports and still like to follow them as close as I can. But, no, I had a great experience at the high school and a lot of great coaches and great teachers. And, they prepared me very well for college.
Ryan, you had some pretty solid guys along the line of scrimmage with you. I'm thinking especially of Austin Finley, who's a senior at Knox and doing a great job there. You had Kevin Hurd up front with you and some other guys. Do you keep in touch with those guys at all, Ryan?
Yeah, we try to. I know everyone goes their own way and does their own thing in college. But, whenever we get back for Christmas breaks or the summer or anytime we're back and see each other, it's awful fun to talk about those days back in high school and remember all the fun times, no doubt.
Speaking of the high school, have you seen the new facility, the new Van Dyke Field, as of yet?
Monday's our off day with football, and I was able to get back Monday and check out the stadium. I was awful sad I wasn't able to get back for the opening evening, but they sure got a special stadium and definitely got some excitement going around the program, that's for sure.
You bet. Well, some of your other experiences in high school included some guys that are teammates you're with. Now, I'm guessing a guy like Nico Watson from Rock Island, who now you're blocking for him as a running back. I'm guessing that's way more fun than having to try to tackle him was in high school, a guy that was almost as big as you as a running back.
Right, absolutely. And Nico's a big, strong kid, and heck, he can squat as much, if not more, than the majority of the linemen on the team. So he's a big, powerful runner, and everyone we faced, they've had trouble bringing him down as well.
Ryan, as you look back at high school and compare it to college as far as the commitment necessary, weightlifting, studying, that sort of thing, tell us a little bit about the transition that you've made over the course of the years from going from a high school athlete to playing at a major university.
Sure, yeah. I think that would be, one of the major differences is the time in the weight room and the time in the film room. There's not an off season in college, and you're lifting weights year round. It's mandatory to stay down in Macomb in the summers and lift and run and that sort of thing. And you're watching film all spring long, all summer long. And then come season, you spend an awful lot of time. Right now we just spent an hour of film here before classes this morning, and then we'll have practice, and then this evening we'll have a short film session as well, along with watching film on our own on our houses, that sort of a thing. So that's quite a bit of difference from high school. You got to do a lot of film study and kind of be a student of the game, because at this level everyone's good, and you try to get that extra edge in the film room.
Talk a little bit about your career position-wise. Ryan, I know at some point they had switched you in high school, switched you to center from one of the other offensive line positions, and you've been playing center at Western till this season they decided to move you to a guard. Talk about your different transitions and where maybe you kind of saw yourself and where you would want to be.
Sure, sure. Yeah, so I guess it would have been before my junior year. Coach Olson moved me to center in high school there, and that transition went well. Really enjoyed that, and it became secondhand or normal, I guess you'd say. Got here at Western, played center, freshman, sophomore, and junior year. The first year I redshirted, and then the second year I got some playing time, and then last year I started at center. And then this spring, we talked about it, and actually going into spring ball, me and the left guard actually just swapped positions. It was a case where he had come in at 330 pounds and a big, powerful guy, and he actually lost, heck, probably about almost close to 60 pounds, and he was really good on his feet, and coach thought I might have a little bit more power now than he did, so we actually just flip-flop, and at first, I don't necessarily think I liked it very well, and it was an adjustment, but after spring ball, I became more comfortable with it, and then all the work in the summertime on footwork and that sort of thing, and right now I'm really liking it. It's actually a lot easier than center. You got more time to think and react in the passing game, and so it's been a good adjustment.
Ryan, has there been a difference in intensity from when you're playing in high school to the college level? Do you feel like there's a step up in, I guess, just the pressure of it all, that sort of thing, as you play in college?
Sure, sure. Every day at practice or in the weight room or off season, guys are constantly pushing each other. And I think the biggest difference is you got so many numbers at the college level that, right now I think we got 19, 20 offensive linemen, and, every single one of them that's not starting is coming for your position. So, you can't afford to take any days off, whether it be a practice or in the weight room or in the film room, or even, going to class because the coaches check the classes. So, there's constant competition, and I think that's what makes everyone better as well, is that, every day there's somebody come for your position, and you got to excel every day and can't afford to take a step back.
Talking with Ryan Ricketts, a Galesburg High School graduate, 2011, playing football for Western Illinois University. And I may have misspoken, Ryan. I said that you're wrapping up your football career. Since you redshirted your freshman year, are you going to stick around and take some classes and play another year?
Yeah, yep, I'm going okay. to. So I'll graduate in this December, and then, like I said, I'll have the option to come back for a fifth year and my last year of eligibility. And, right now that's what I'm planning on doing. Hopefully I'm fortunate enough to stay healthy and be able to do that. But, yeah, those are my plans as of right now.
Ryan, are there any guys on the team that you see that might have pro prospects? I know Western has had Brian Cox and Rodney Harrison. There have been some big-name guys in the NFL come out of WIU. Anybody on the team right now that you could see that maybe happening to?
Yeah, I think there's three guys that are for sure getting looks. We have a cornerback and Martinez Davis, and then two linebackers and Kevin Kensel and my roommate JJ Raffleson. And there's pro teams about every day in a practice, watching these guys and seeing how they move, react, that sort of a thing. And I think it's one of those deals where they just have to have good senior years, play hard and stay away from the injury bug. And I think for sure they'll most likely get in a camp. I don't know if they'll get drafted or not, but I would imagine come August, they'll for sure be in a camp and the opportunity to make their way onto a team.
Well, how about you personally? I mean, with the scouts being there every day, any contact with you at all, or even any aspirations on your part about going to the next level?
Well, it's neat getting to have those scouts there every day and that sort of thing, but I don't know, even if the opportunity presented itself. Football's been a fun game, but at the same time, I want to have a career in the ag business world. And, I guess I don't know how much ambitions I'd have to go to the next level anyway.
Mm-hmm. How about the Big Ten experience? I guess that kind of gave you a feel for what it takes to step it up. You were at Camp Randall Stadium, played Wisconsin over the weekend. Tell us about your experiences there.
Yeah, that was an awful neat experience, and definitely something you don't get to experience every Saturday. It was pretty neat with over 77,000 being at the game, and the first half we played well and able to move the ball, and actually I think we had more time in possession in the first half than they did. And at halftime, they made some adjustments, and, you know, they're the number 15th team in the country for a reason, and they pulled away in the second half. But, you know, the atmosphere was just incredible, and the end of the third quarter, they play their jump around song, and the whole stadium jumps around, and it was pretty neat just to look up and see nothing but red, and, you know, over 77,000 people jumping up and down. It's pretty cool.
Well, I got my purple on today, Ryan, just in honor. what do you see as the biggest difference? Because a lot of guys, yourself included, you're real close to being at that same level. Is the biggest difference, it's not the number one guys in each team, like maybe they are at that level a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, a little bit faster, but is it the difference in depth that they have, you know, maybe three or four guys at a position that are at that level when you guys, you know, maybe drop off a little bit after the starters?
Right, yeah, I would say that is the difference, the biggest difference for sure. You know, at the FBS level, they have 85 scholarships, and FCS, we have 63. And so, you know, they're able to roll in defensive linemen and guys on defense and not lose a beat, you know, and special teams as well. That's huge where they got scholarship guys on all their special teams, and we may not. But, you know, I think that's where you see a lot of these smaller FCS schools playing these bigger schools, you know, well through a half or a third quarter. And then, you know, finally the depth starts to play a factor. And then at the end, you know, the bigger school may be more fresh and where the smaller school, you know, doesn't have that depth, and it starts showing, you know, late third quarter, fourth quarter type of deal.
Talking with Galesburg High School grad Ryan Ricketts, he's the starting offensive lineman for the Western Illinois University Leathernecks, who, as Jim mentioned, they had played up at Camp Randall Stadium against Wisconsin this past Saturday. Has there been any experience in your career anywhere close to that, anywhere else you've played, or maybe even in the same division where they have, obviously they're not going to have that big of crowds, but that has a really great atmosphere like that?
Yeah, you know, my redshirt year, I was dressing on the sidelines at Missouri, and that was pretty neat. Of course, we weren't able to hang with them like we were Wisconsin. Then my redshirt freshman year, we played at Iowa State, and I think there was 55,000 there. And then last year at Minnesota at the new Gopher Stadium.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and those were all neat, but I would say Wisconsin was by far the neatest atmosphere and coolest game day experience that I've ever had.
How about as far as either in your conference or at the FCS level, is there a favorite stadium that you go play in?
Yeah, I personally like Northern Iowa over there at the Uni Dome.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, I don't know the exact number that it holds, but it'd be over 20,000. And they usually pack it in pretty good. And, of course, it's a dome, and so it's really hard to hear when you're on offense. And it's a great atmosphere. And, you know, Southern's got a brand-new stadium, Southern Illinois. You know, North Dakota State has a dome, and there's some neat venues, and each week it's cool to see a different venue like that, and definitely fun to play football games in stadiums like that.
You bet. Well, talk a little bit about preparation, because of course this week you've got you're at Northwestern, so you've got another Big Ten school coming up. Maybe not Wisconsin, but still a really, really good program Pat Fitzgerald has going there. Talk about what your preparation was like for Wisconsin and this week. Is it the same as, you know, say your conference games? Do you go in, you know, here's what we need to, you know, working on things, what we need to do to win the football game?
Sure. Yep. So how the week works, you know, Sundays we'll come in and we'll do some pool work, some weightlifting, running, that sort of thing. Get the aches and pains out from the day before. Monday we'll have completely off from football. Go to class, catch up on schoolwork, that sort of thing. And then Tuesday mornings they'll give us a game plan, and you know, they'll have all the formations that we're going to run, how the defense will line up to those formations, and then our base plays. And, you know, Tuesdays we'll work on the base plays, and then Wednesdays we'll get into third downs, blitz situations, goal line situations, and then Thursday we'll tie the whole game plan together and work on everything together. And then as far as film work, Sunday evenings the film is up for us to watch. You know, Monday they kind of expect us to come in, watch a little bit of film, get a feel for how they play. And then, like I said, we have our meetings in the mornings, and we'll start going over film in the mornings, Tuesday morning. Usually Tuesday, Wednesday evenings, we come in for another film session after practice and team dinner. But as far as differentiating the bigger games, the Big Ten games from our conference, it's the same. And, you know, that's something they preach, you know, treat every day like you're preparing for the national championship game. And, you know, coach is a big believer in routine and doing everything right all the time. And so they don't want that to change, whether, you know, we're playing Drake this week or Northwestern next week. You know, we want to treat it the same.
Ryan, your younger brother is playing with the Silver Streaks now. Do you talk football much with him?
Yeah, quite a bit. You know, we talk two or three nights a week, and I was able to get up to the Moline game, and that was awful exciting to see that game and see them come from behind. But, yeah, I think, you know, they got a lot of weapons on offense, and Matt, he's having an awful good time and really enjoying himself. And so it's fun. You know, I tell him every day, you know, that experience at Wisconsin was pretty darn cool and everything. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it's tough to beat a Friday night, you know, whether it be on the new Van Dyke Field or the old one, or, you know, going up to Rock Island or Moline for a big game. Those Friday nights are awful special, and I hope he takes advantage of every one of them.
And I know for you, maybe topping all that is just to get back on the farm a little bit, and I guess that probably helps you keep your feet on the ground a little bit with all the craziness of being a D1 athlete.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, like I said, Mondays are our day off for football, and I got classes at 8 and 9, and then after that I usually head up to Monmouth, to the farm there, and this Monday we were baling hay, and I'm excited for harvest, so that definitely gets you away from the game and refreshes you a little bit, so come Tuesday you're ready to go again.
Yeah, who needs to lift weights when you're baling hay,
yeah,
right?
I was going to say, you ever get any of your teammates from the city to come and give that a shot, see how easy it is?
Well, you know, I got a couple of teammates from the city, and they like to hunt. Of course, they never done it before they got here, but, you know, one or two of them, they'll usually come up hunting season and get in the tree stand and get after some deer, and a couple of them have rode in the combine with me, so they enjoy that, and it's kind of opened their eyes quite a bit.
Well, I bet. Kind of culture shock for them a little bit, I guess.
That's for sure.
All right. Well, Ryan, thanks again so much for taking the time this morning. Good luck this week at Northwestern and with the conference season coming up as well. We appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you. Thanks for having me on. Enjoyed it.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.